If you're not aware of the show, if you're new to The Drive, we appreciate you jumping in. But Tyler invented turds, and we had to give Tyler's turd list. There were several people that were influencers to this. I believe Steph Curry is one. I believe James Harden is one. I think Deshaun Watson slides in there has been someone who has really helped to get the turd list going. But it's always a lot of fun. Here is Tyler's turd list.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's hear it, baby. Tyler's Turd List. All right, let's start from the bottom up. Who is taking home the bronze today, Tyler?
Well, first of all, I want to mention one name you missed there that contributed to the birth of Tyler's Turds. He might be the king of it.
It sucks to suck.
It sucks to suck, Odorizzi.
Jake's in there. I thought we were gonna go Garrett Cole because I think he's also someone that
oh yeah, the rep of himself. I bring that up actually, the Odorizzi thing, because look, it pains me, people. It pains me when I got to put our own on the list. Any Houston athlete, any Houstonian, anyone that resides in H-Town, it pains me. I don't want to do it, but it's my job. I got to call out Turdish behavior whenever I see it around the sports world. And unfortunately, the bronze medal this week on Tyler's Turd List, well, it's a Houston Astro.
What?
Yeah. It's Houston Astro, and I'll give you one guess who it's going to be.
Don't do this to Shea.
Is that your guess? Clint, who do you think?
It can't be nobody else.
The nightmare of third continues for Shea.
He had a tough enough day yesterday.
The nightmare of third continues for Shea.
It was a nightmare on third, TK. It was more than that. It was a complete ish show. It was amateur hour. It was the same little league BS we've seen off and on this baseball season from the Astros. But this time, the guy that was playing third base in place of Alex Bregman, young Shea Whitcomb, committed four freaking errors in one baseball game, and not even a nine-inning game. He came in late for Bregman.
It was every bit of six innings.
At one point, young Shea Whitcomb had three errors on the baseball diamond in four innings of play. You are in the major leagues, bud. You got called up to the show. Don't embarrass me with Turdish infield play like that and commit four errors the day after the Astros clinch their seventh ALS title in 8 years. It's embarrassing. Shea, I'm sorry. You are the bronze medal.
Tyler was progressively getting more angry by the error.
Tyler, you're not your best when you're hungover.
I don't think he was hungover, Clint. He had to have been playing drunk. That wasn't a hangover. That was, man, I popped a few before I got in this game. I didn't think I was coming in for Bregman, and I forgot how to field a damn baseball.
Sampling that Sagamore at brunch, huh?
I shouldn't be surprised because Tyler's clearly already in playoff mode. But, damn, man, it was a game that didn't matter whatsoever. They didn't care if they won or lost.
It was the day after you get the division, though, man. Oh, we're AOS champs again. Now watch our third baseman F up four times in one game.
I would say, listen, you're entitled to your own feels. I do think you were up about three or four notches too high in terms of your disgust.
And that's possible because, as you just mentioned, I can't deny it. When October gets close, I become psycho T, but a little more psycho. So
hang in there, Meg.
Yeah. Last note, too, with Shea before we move to the silver medal. He chose to commit four errors at Minute Maid Park on the same damn afternoon the Astros announced that he had won honors for Minor League Player of the Year. You can't do that, Shea.
I'll tell you what, baseball is a sick thing. That ball just kept finding its way over there to third base. That's ridiculous. Sometimes, I bet you there were some balls that wouldn't hit to any of the bases.
That throw to home. I mean, my man, it was off target and about he didn't make it but about halfway.
They never had a chance before the pitch.
Never had. I bet that catcher said, what the hell was that?
Yeah, man, that was just tough. And it infuriated me. So bronze goes to Shea Whitcomb. Hate to do it to our own, but sorry, bud. You're there. Silver medal should be no secret. He's lucky he doesn't get the gold. You'll find out why in a sec. It's another one of our own. It's another Houston athlete. But now we're moving to the gridiron. It is, of course, Houston Texans. The guy with the initials LT that plays LT, your left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, he's getting a silver medal.
Wow. Just the silver. Okay.
Pull your head out of your behind, Laremy. We do not deny how great you can be. You got the honors. You've been to Pro Bowls. The numbers are there. The film is there. We know you are a more than capable left tackle, but if he doesn't stop with these mind-numbing, dumbass pre-snap penalties, I'm gonna freak out. Laremy, pull your head out of your butt. You got the honors, you got the talent, but right now you need to be what your team needs you to be, and that is someone who plays the game without mental mistakes over and over and over and over again. You're gonna make Andre Ware have a heart attack if you keep doing that. Laremy Tunsil's getting the silver. What you think?
Andre said, I don't know why I get myself so worked up anymore. I think Andre's over it now.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
We don't need our guy Andre, who, by the way, congrats, Andre Ware. He's going into the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. We don't need our guy Andre Ware, the former Coug, getting that stressed out every single game. So, Laremy, for the sake of your team, for the sake of trying to win some ball games and not getting absolutely shellacked like you did in Minnesota, just have your head in the game. It's that simple, really. Have your head in the game, and maybe attend practice here and there. That's the silver medal. Gold medal this week, real quick. It's kind of a turd sandwich of sorts. It's kind of a shared gold medal, if you will, but you'll understand. Gold medal this week is going to, thank God, get right games, because the Houston Texans and my Texas A&M Aggies got that on deck this weekend. Texas A&M is playing the Arkansas Razorbacks. Of course, wow. Clint Sterner's former school where he played his ball back
three
in college.
That's
right. So Aggies get Razorbacks, turd, one half of the turd sandwich, and your Texans are going to be playing the Jaguars, who are the other half of this turd sandwich, because as I've told y'all many times, and it's probably going to be the same in 2024, sure as hell is looking like it, you find the Jags most often in the basement of the AFC South. This team, I don't know why there are ever expectations, Trevor Lawrence or not, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. This team, this franchise, this organization is continuously the worst each season in the AFC South, where you find your Houston Texans. So in a weird way, I'm very happy about this gold medal on the turd list this week, because for my own sports fandom, my own sports mentality as a fan of the Aggies, of the Texans, I'm very thankful that they have two turds on their schedule, and the Arkansas Razorbacks, who, by the way, the Aggies have beat 11 of the last 12 matchups, and the Texans have the Jags, because both of my teams need get-right games after A&M barely got by freaking Bowling Green, and the Texans got absolutely thumped by the Vikings. What you say about that?
I'll just say, this clearly seems deliberate. It clearly seems deliberate.
That team 11 out of 12 years is deliberate too, you know.
Do you mind if I go with it? I got a couple of honorable mentions.
Yes, honorable mentions.
If I slide them in there.
One,
I would like to say to the six security guards that decided to go chase that man who took his time through six innings to break that seat out at the Oakland Coliseum as the A's had their last game, and he stole that seat, and those six security guards who ran him down from stealing that seat at the last game at the Oakland Coliseum ought to be ashamed of themselves. What the hell?
Agreed.
What the hell
it,
is your problem? What is your problem? Let that man take home that seat. Who cares?
He's earned it.
He worked on it for innings to break that rusted seat off, and y'all took it from him.
Just being there, he deserved
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. What are you doing? What are you doing? What made you get up and say, hey, give me those seats. Don't steal those seats. Get over yourself. It's the last time that place is going to be open. And then Tyler Milner, I believe that you're an honorable mention.
You can't do that. It's my list.
The honorable mention, I can give my own one.
I
believe you should have been on this list after what you did for the third straight year, going to Minneapolis.
Oh, get out of here.
I think you should be
feeding into this nonsense that I had any effect on that blowout.
Even you have to accept it. Tyler, you have stamped the curse.
Let that have been me or Ron. We'd have had the gold medal.
And we'd have deserved it.
I just completely disagree.
And he has said he is going to keep going until
No, because one of my medals was Laramie, and he was a big part of the reason they got blown out that way. That doesn't work. Your honorable mention is scratched from the record. Clint, you got any honorable mentions?
I ain't got nothing for you, Chief.
Maybe Laramie wouldn't have done that.
Y'all did a tremendous job.
Gentlemen, ladies of the jury, ignore what Ron just said. That is not even going to be on the podcast later. That was not a good honorable mention. But there's your turds of the week.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good job. Well done, T. Well done. What we got coming up next is Tank Dell is probably not going to play this week.